Even if you're trying to measure the things that we think are important, it's not so much GDP but health and that and a home and all these things. If you aggregate all that information into one figure for the whole country, you're actually masking the vast inequalities that exist across the country. And there's other writers who would argue that it's actually the gap in inequality that is the measure of the health of a nation, and the smaller that gap is, the healthier a nation you have and better well-being for individuals within it. So I think the danger of starting in that place is it will never take you to where you need to go, because it actually masks that very complexity, which is what gives you some of the answers.